boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm the chosen one. Neighbor man likes me better. Na 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 boo boo.
I could have told you that one.
See, this was news to me.
No, I could have told you that. I think it's really funny because he always says you're his spirit animal.
You know what? You're not, I appreciate that. I am an animal in many ways.
He'll listen to like the podcast or he'll listen to the show and he's like, you know what? Taylor's my spirit animal. So yeah,
Facts, bro.
You are his favorite. I hate to say it.
Well, confirmed, because we got lunch, business lunch, and he gave me the friends and fam discount and not you.
No, I ain't get diddly crap. And I had to pay for my own too, which is stupid. Normally he pays for mine. I had to pay for my own.
Okay, well that, I mean, whatever. But he's like, well, now wait a minute. You were supposed to get it. I'm like, well, mine's the only receipt that has it listed.
I didn't get the friends.
I made it. I'm in the fam, y'all.
What, he got his last name?
I don't even. Taylor Man.
She goes by Taylor Man now?
I'm inheriting it. Thank you for the discount, Neighbor Man. You also put Neighbor Man on the spot today.
I did. I did. Mm-hmm.
In public, I will say. We had a little business lunch planning. Very important. Those Girls Incorporated business to be had. At his place of employment. And you had no issue. I don't even know how it came up. Something around the theme of wedding or proposal. I'm not sure what the comment was. And you immediately go, well, yeah, when are you going to do it? I'm like, oh, my God, she's putting him on the spot. Not even, because I know you'd be doing that at home every single night.
I do.
Now we're taking it to the public.
That wasn't the first time I'd be doing that.
I felt like I shouldn't be there. But you know what? He actually, it just rolled right off him. I don't even know if he acknowledged it.
No, he's really good about that. I don't know if I've told you this. He is very good about this whole thing. When I ask him, when are you going to do it? I don't know if I've told you how he reacts. If I'm like, when are you going to propose? He goes, when I do. And I go, well, what day of the week? One that ends with a Y. I'm like, okay, well, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me, is it Monday? Monday. You know, like he'll find a way to get around it. He's very good at it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's used to my crap.
I learned nothing from that
I experience. Know, neither have I.
Okay, well, maybe you need to keep pushing in front of a larger group.
I'm trying, to the point I have pulled my hair out.
Okay, well, we don't need to do that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, speaking of proposals, because I know that's on your mind 25/8. It is. It's not even an exaggeration.
I've never heard that before, but that's accurate.
And it's been spiked this week, your awareness of proposals, because Friday's National Proposal Day.
I'm on high alert.
Right. If you, neighbor man, if you're out there waiting to propose, here's an idea. Duncan wants to help you say, I do.
Neighbor man, are you listening?
Listen up. I love this, okay?
This message is to neighbor man and neighbor man only. Sorry.
Listen up, buddy. This is a contest that they're doing that kicks off on Friday with National Proposal Day and is going through April 3rd. So they have wedding cake munchkins coming out. Delish. Right?
You and I love a wedding cake something.
I love a wedding cake.
Uh-huh.
With that comes a limited edition ring box in like the pink and orange Dunkin' colors that the munchkin comes in it like a wedding ring, right? But they're also doing like a social media challenge with it. If you order 25 or 50 count order of munchkins and you get your free ring box and you share your own story of either using that box in a real proposal, in a bridesmaid proposal, in a groomsman proposal, share it on social media. Duncan teamed up with Vera Wang, which is a bridal designer.
No, I know. Designer. No, I know.
Vera Wang is the chief proposal officer, is going to go through those, choose a winner who incorporated the Duncan proposal ring box. And that person will win a bridal gown from Vera Wang. Plus, Vera Wang is going to embroider your Duncan order inside your dress.
Like, that's actually,
I love that.
No, I love that so much, actually.
I think it's iconic.
No, it's... Wait a minute. Okay, what if... Hear me out. Hear me out. I ordered the munchkins. I get the ring box.
Right.
And I propose to you.
What are you proposing?
That you be my officiant.
A day of peace? What?
Oh. Okay, rude.
You should. That's okay. That's unique. That could... You already bought a wedding dress.
No, I know. I don't need the wedding. You can keep the... We're good with the wedding.
That's the best part.
I know. Well, maybe I have a second one. I don't know. I don't... You know, some people have two wedding dresses.
Right.
Right? I could have two. I don't need a second one.
Okay.
Or maybe I gift it to
you
somebody.
You just want to propose to me. Just say it.
I just... Actually, that was really the only reason.
I know.
I just want to propose to you.
You don't have to hide it anymore.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Sometimes I forget my friends are antisocial.
It's me. Hi.
I'm the antisocial friend.
Yeah.
I'm a social butterfly. Like, I like talking to people. But there are some times, though, that I'll be honest with you, that I just want to stay home. I don't want to talk to even a rat, okay? Well, nobody wants to talk to a rat.
I would rather talk to a person than a rat.
But you and I went to the store, and I tend to like to go to the checkout with the person in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the option with the checkout with the people, and then there's the self-checkout. And if there's the checkout with the people and it's open, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I hate self-checkout. I'll do it if I'm on a crunch, but if I got time, I'm hitting the one with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And I went to the checkout with the person, and immediately you went, "Ah, you're going to the one with the person."
Yes. And let me first start off by saying no disrespect to the person that's standing there. I'm like, it's not you, it's me. And I mean that. It's not you, it is me. I have social anxiety. And if I have the chance to go through a self-checkout, I'm going to take it, okay?
She doesn't even want to go through herself.
I don't. If I didn't have to physically be there, I wouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
So I'm the type of person that's always going to choose a self-checkout, especially at a store that's like, you have to have less than 10 items, and we did. Why are we not capitalizing on that moment and going through a self-check? It's also fun, okay? I get to play cashier for 5 seconds of my life. I enjoy that time.
So we went through the checkout, and I had something, and you had like 3 items. And then she was like, oh my God, let's just put it together. Let's just make it easier. Let's get through this faster. So she had to put our items together so we could get through the checkout with the person.
Well, yeah. How annoying to go through the person checkout, which normally that's the big loads, with one item. Are you kidding me? And then I'm like embarrassed. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment of ourselves. I just is so awkward. This is why I can't.
Are you saying that when I go to the checkout with the person and I only have one thing?
Yeah,
I'm a problem.
How awkward.
Why?
I just feel, I'm like, oh my God, I'm wasting your time.
No, I think that's the...
You're bagging one pair of sock.
I feel like I'm the highlight of their day.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. It's like basically a daily occurrence that when we're together and we see people out doing jobs that we say, oh, I want to try that. That would be my dream job for a day because we're nosy. And curious if we could do it, I guess. I don't know. Today, though, was the first time I've ever heard you say that you want to be the person at like a superstore or a grocery store who brings out the drive-up orders.
Mm-hmm. That's a dream job of mine.
Explain.
Okay, well, I guess I've technically already done it before. If you didn't know, years ago, my first job ever was actually to be the person who brought the groceries to the car at Fairway.
Yes.
The bagger, whatever you want to call it,
uh-huh.
Right? I did that years ago. Loved it. It was so much fun because you got to experience all sorts of weather. Like today would be gorgeous, except for if there was still snow on the ground. It was horrific
Not
to take
fun.
The cart through the snow. But gorgeous weather meant I got to be outside in it. It was awesome. But I think it's changing now that we have people who can order their groceries on the app, drive up, pick number 4
mm-hmm.
in the parking lot. And then all you got to do is show your number on your phone.
Yeah.
And then the person just says, show me your number. And then they just put it in the back of your car. I love that. You don't have to talk anymore. It's great. That's my dream. I think that's going to be like my part-time job after radio. And I can't wait.
Really?
If I could have it right now, I'd do it.
See, I like the idea of this. I would rather be the person packing the order, though, because I would like to come up with scenarios in my brain of what that person's doing tonight. Oh, noodles, marinara, we're having spaghetti. I would make up my own stories, I think.
Cool Whip, cherries, we're getting
freak. We got a freak over here.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We got to talk about what we saw today, which is potholes being filled and what that looks like. Because I guess I've never paid attention. I've seen it. Duh, we live in Iowa. There's 8,000 potholes in Cedar Rapids alone, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And 'tis the season that they're out and they're fixing them. Thank goodness, because good Lord, some of these roads are wildin'. We were at a stoplight, though, next to a truck that was actively filling up a pothole. And I'm like, okay, this is all seems right. It's like the asphalt stuff coming out. The guy has the shovel. He's scooping it into the pothole.
I'm glad that you knew that's what it was called. I didn't even know
that. I just Googled it. That's right.
Oh.
I didn't know what it was. Because what it looks like is lava. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way to put it. That's what I would have said.
Yeah,
lava.
It looks like lava. He's scooping it in the hole. And I'm like, okay, now what? Don't we like squish it down so it stays in the spot?
That's what I would do.
But I don't think he did. I think he drove away and there was just the hot lava. I don't know if it's hot. It just looks like it's hot. And then the car behind him drove over it. I'm like, now wait a minute. As a girl who makes espresso every morning, don't we need to tamp it? Don't we need to tamp
it down?
That's
what I was thinking. As we watched him shovel the lava, is what it looked like, into the pothole, I'm like, okay, let's tamper it in. He didn't. So you're expecting our tires to do? Like, that's what I thought. Are we expecting our tires to do that? You want my tires to do that?
Well, I don't know. And then also, when you tamp it down, there might be some extra room. You know what I mean? Yeah, that you need to sprinkle a little bit more on top to fully fill it. What are we doing? Is this normal?
I don't know.
Or was this just like, we're holding up traffic. I just got to dump some in there and get moving.
I have questions.
I have a lot of
follow-ups. Is this normal? Was this guy having a bad day and he hates his job and he's like, I don't really care. I know I'm getting fired on Friday, so I'm just going to half it.
Period,
you know what I'm saying?
Dude. Period. I support you, actually.
In that case, yeah, we get it. You know, sometimes there are people who get paid way more than you and do half the work than you. So why do you need to do it, right? We get it. We are there. We feel ya.
You get after it, King. You fill up those potholes and you keep pushing, sir.
We feel you.
Good job today.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Not gonna lie, I was feeling very self-conscious today because, well, I'm bloated. And I was like, ugh, nothing feels good.
Feel that.
Nothing looks right.
Heard that.
Don't take a photo of me. Don't take a video of me.
Mm.
Right? And I'm sure this cat named Zoe feels the exact same way because, well, she looks like a balloon. And I'm not saying that to be rude. She just looks like a balloon.
Okay.
There's a kitten in California, and she's gone viral because she has a rare medical issue that has caused her to inflate like a balloon. Dr. Phil, not the Dr. Phil that we know.
I'm like, he really took a left turn if he's now diagnosing cats.
No, there's a guy named Dr. Phil Caldwell, medical director at the Palm Springs Animal Shelter, says he believes that Zoe, the kitten, has a rare medical condition that happens when air gets trapped under the skin. So he believes that Zoe's windpipe has gotten some damage and that has gotten some air in her body.
What?
And that has made her kind of puff up like a ball. You gotta look at a photo up of her. Look up Zoe the puff cat or something, and I'm sure y'all find it. The puff cat.
It worked.
Now the windpipe could have happened in different ways. They think It could have happened because of It could have happened because of another animal. She could have gotten into a fight with another cat. It could have happened because of another dog. It could have also happened because, well, she could have been born with it. Maybe it's due
maybe
to
she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's They don't know, and right now they don't want to do any tests because right now she's very sensitive.
I'm sure
at the moment, so the answers aren't there. What we do know is that she's not a puffball anymore. They didn't end up taking a needle to her neck, her chest, and her back area. She's no longer a puff.
Oh.
I know. As though she was very, very cute. We did like to see her puffball. It's not really good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So now the kitten feels a little bit crunchy is what they're saying. It kind of feels like pockets of air, kind of like bubble wrap, because, well, there's still air a little bit in there. It's still going to feel a little weird as it kind of deflates a little bit. She's been has been taken care of at the shelter. She has now, in the last couple days, been able to go into foster care. She will go back to see Dr. Phil, not the Dr. Phil that we know, in the next week, which is really exciting. And if you want to see updates on Zoe the Puff kitten, you can follow him on Instagram. It's called Dr. Phil _ the vet, because this guy is a vet and it's not the other Dr. Phil. Mm. But it's a cute little puffball kitten. It was adorable.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it adorable? It was adorable.
It's adorable, but then you're also like, oh my God.
It was probably she was probably suffering. But she
I'm whiny when I'm just bloated in my midsection.
I
know. Can you imagine if your entire, I mean, this poor kid is just like, her little head is.
I know.
Everything is just inflated.
I know. And I was over here complaining because I felt like I looked a little bit bigger in my sweatshirt today, you know? And I'm like,
yeah, my jeans are a little tight.
Uh-huh. But Zoe over here was puffed all around, looking like a balloon.
And look at her now.
She's glowing. She's in foster care.
She's skinny diva.
Skinny diva.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
Last night, me and Neighbor Man got into a huge fight over Chad Michael Murray, and I need to know who's right and who's wrong in this fight.
I need to know where Chad Michael Murray plays in this.
Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Okay, if you know, I'm just now, I'm like 20 years too late, getting into Gilmore Girls. And he has learned that I really, really love the character Tristan in Gilmore Girls. And last night he has kind of missed a couple episodes, but he was sitting down watching it. And he goes, well, wait a minute. Where's your favorite character, Tristan? And I'm like, oh, he got in trouble. He's off to like military school. I hope he comes back. I don't know where he's at though.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oohing and on over at the character. And he goes, ew, you're kind of being gross about this. Chad Michael Murray is a teenager in this show. And I'm like, yeah, but in real life, Chad Michael Murray is 44 years old. So I feel like I have a right to ooh and all over this. And when the show came out, I was a teenager. So let me explain this. When Gilmore Girls came out 20 plus years ago, I don't know how old this show is, I was a teenager. AKA, when Chad Michael Murray was in the show, he was however older than me, because he's 44 now. I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
So he's how much older than me? I thought he was hot then.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So Chad Michael Murray is a kid in this show. Can I still ooh and ah over him? Does any of this make sense?
To be fair, you're right. It's about 20 years old because the show started in 2000. So even 20 years ago, if he's 44 now, he was not a teenager.
Okay.
He was playing a teenager as, you know, Disney, HBO. All it's rare that they actually cast a teenager.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
then he uno reversed me and he's like, well, I remember when I was a teenager, I thought Rory was really, really cute. So he's like, so can I ooh and all over Alexis Bledel now when when she was a kid? It feels weird doing that. And I'm like, well, I guess I don't know. Are we allowed to do that? Because when we were kids watching the show, we had crushes on them. As an adult, are we still technically allowed to ooh and all over them? Or is that weird?
It's a good question. Because I think, the first TV crush that I ever had, and this is specific.
I know you're going to say Troy Bolton.
No. Even before that, I was very young. Aaron Carter performing on Lizzie McGuire. Okay?
I should have known
this. If you know, you know.
I should have known this.
He performed I Want Candy.
Yeah, I know.
On Lizzie McGuire. And I just was like, this is, oh my God. I understand. That's a... that's a man. And meanwhile, he was like 13 years old probably. And I just thought it was the cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh.
The amount of times you bring this up is insane.
It altered my brain chemistry, all right? Now, looking back, am I watching that and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so... No, I'm like, oh, that's so... Like, I had the biggest crush on that.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with like Justin Bieber. I had the Bieber fever as a teenager. I look back at him at that time and I'm like, oh my God, he was so cute. And now I'm like, oh, what a man.
Right.
He's the same age as me. So I don't know.
I'm not like, it's not in a creepy way. I want to make that clear.
Right.
But I, are we allowed to be like, oh yeah, he's cute. He was cute then.
It takes you back to your teenage
uh-huh.
years.
Uh-huh.
Because how many people are you like, oh my God, I had posters of him in my uh-huh. room when I was a teen.
No, 100%. Like Joe Jonas when I was yeah. a kid. Am I allowed to be uh-huh. like, oh, he was a hottie back then on the Disney Channel?
Right.
Or am I supposed to be like, nope, off limits?
I think you, to settle this, need to order a poster of Chad Michael Murray, bring it home, and mm-hmm. hang it above the bed.
Wait, Chad Michael Murray now at 44? Because he's still hot.
How about both?
Okay, deal.
How about both?
If you haven't heard, we're taking over all the radio stations in this building on April Fool's Day. And, well... Spencer from 1600 ESPN also heard that news. And he said, fine, I'm going to let you do it because you're going to do it anyways.
But of course.
If you're going to do it, you need to do it right. So he has challenged us to fill out a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
An NCAA tournament bracket.
Yes. Read that
you're
straight
totally
from the
not
sheet.
Looking at the sheet.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's a stupid thing that I don't know what I'm doing. No offense to you and to everybody else who's doing it.
I take great offense at that, actually.
I knew you would.
I'm leaving.
Bye. I knew you would. I just don't know what I'm doing. So you told us to fill out this bracket. There's 68 teams on this. I don't know any of them except for Iowa and Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It's the men's, by the way, in case anyone cared. And so we did that today, but apparently you have to have a strategy when you fill this out.
Well, generally it's who do you think's going to win? I think
that's
right?
True. Yeah. I mean,
that's probably
that's the driving force behind it. Yeah.
Isn't that how you fill it out?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to do it that way.
Right.
I don't know what you two were doing today, but it's kind of, I anticipated it would be a little bit off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm uh-huh. surprised it was not more unhinged. To be
really?
Honest.
Really?
But it was
just hinged enough.
It was hinged
just
enough.
Just hinged.
Hinged enough. Yeah. But, I think you did okay.
Yeah.
For a first try.
For what it was, I decided to do, but based on the matchup, the mascot that would pay on the first date, who seems like the gentleman or the gentlewoman. I had to Google every single. I Googled 68 mascots
today. You took forever to do
that.
It
took me a long time.
We were there far too long.
Minimum 25 minutes.
Felt like 25 hours. I went off of, well, something I learned this week, which is apparently on these brackets, there's numbers on the side, which is their seed. I don't know what that means, nor do I care to learn. Spencer, don't bother to tell me.
See what happens.
Oh, God, here we go. He's bothering to tell me. I didn't care to learn.
The better teams get the higher seeds. The lower team, the worst teams get the lower seeds. I'm boring you, aren't I?
I didn't care.
I know you don't.
That was a pretty quick explanation.
I didn't listen. He talking? Okay, great. So I learned a word called seed, and there's a number next to each team. Like Kansas is 4. Don't care. And Michigan State is 3. And so I was like, seeds? What do I know about seeds? Vegetables have seeds and flowers have seeds. So I looked at each team and I was like, okay, if these teams were seeds of flowers, which one would be the prettiest flower? So I narrowed them down and I went with Villanova would be the prettiest flower.
Oh, that was your winner?
That was my winner. Villanova.
My winner is Akron, which is the kangaroo.
The Zips.
The Zippy the kangaroo.
Yeah,
he's adorable.
Uh-huh.
I know he'd pay for my lasagna.
He would.
He seems like a good dude. I gotta say.
I think so too. Yeah.
Watch, we're both gonna get it so wrong. And Akron, is
Akron.
That what
this was? A whole other battle we had.
She thought it was Akron.
Akron.
It's a city in Ohio. It's their college. Look it up. And Akron's a seed, though. So
I did.
Now we're on to something.
Now we're on to something. You should have picked Akron.
I should. Akon was in my final four.
Oh, dear.
I did really have that in the final four.
He wasn't the sole survivor, though.
It was Siena, North Carolina, Akon, and Villanova. I can't read my own handwriting. Why?
I'm so sorry to the Akron fans.
Can I just have a bragging moment for like, I don't know, solid 30 seconds or something? So last night I was getting in bed and I told myself I was going to cross stitch for like an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I grabbed my phone and I'm like, what if I just TikTok for like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Next thought in my head, I go, that's not going to be 20 minutes. No, you know yourself. You're gonna doom scroll, and that 20 minutes will be 2 hours. And the next thought after that was, if I don't cross stitch right now, that is less circles I'm gonna be able to fill on our Unplug with Those Girls in the Afternoon chart. So you know what I didn't do? I didn't pick up that phone, and I didn't TikTok. I didn't doom scroll last night. I'm so proud of myself for doing that. I've noticed that I haven't been picking it up as much. I'm still doing it, but not as much.
Same. You know what I've noticed is that as I've been trying to pick up like real activities, I was painting last night, and I do it to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired, and I've wound down so much that by the time I get in bed, because you know me, I got to scroll to fall asleep, I'm scrolling way less. Nice. Like I could used to probably scroll a full hour before actually getting tired enough to fall asleep. Now it's like maybe 10 minutes.
Even better, which is way better for your mental health.
And I'm not sending people stuff on accident in my sleep, which you know how I feel. Embarrassed about that.
Thank you, as your friend. Please stop sending me a random crap I don't need.
You don't like the curly hair routine.
I don't have curly hair.
I know. Me either.
But we started Unplugged with Those Girls in the afternoon because we just kind of noticed that we were spending way too much time on our phone, whether that was like doom scrolling on TikTok or, you know, liking people's photos on Instagram, which we know everything is fake on Instagram. But we were spending way too much time and we weren't really doing, well, real things in real life.
So we're finding ways to unplug, put the phone down, even if it's just for an hour. And then we're counting up those hours by having a fun chart to fill in for each hour. You get to fill in a circle Z, which means at the end of the month, you get to see how many hours you didn't spend on your phone instead of that sad, sad number, that screen time report at the end of the week. Boo. Let's do something happy and unplug and keep track of that.
So you can get the chart right now because it's not too late. We still got several more days of March at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. And then start keeping track on that chart of how many hours you spend off of your phone trying a new hobby or picking up that hobby that you love. Maybe that's coloring, knitting, going for a hike, or I don't know. What
organizing
other?
The garage.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
I know my dad's excited about that one.
And then, yeah, get that chart, KZIA.com, with the free Z102.9 app. We'll check in at the end of the month on our Z102.9 Facebook page of how you did. What does your chart look like? We'll compare. We'll show you what we did and what does our chart look like. And then also, if you subscribe to Zmail, we're going to get you the new chart for April before anybody else will get that. So make sure you become a Zmail subscriber.
Do that. Find the current chart. Everything you need is on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
I also want to let you know that April will be a new chart. We're going to have something new. It won't be the Z102.9 Circle Z. It will be something new. That's why you want to be a Zmail subscriber so you can get that new fun little chart.
We're going to switch it up so it stays just as exciting to unplug and track your progress.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Occasionally, as I scroll, I stumble upon a man on TikTok and I go, that's a good man. That man knows what he's talking about. And I've seen this video. And then you sent me this video, Destiny, saying, ha 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 ha, we should talk about this. Ha 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 ha. So I knew in that moment,
we should talk about it.
It's coming to Trending with Taylor. So this guy posted, his name's Ethan LaPierre. Basically, he's just sitting in the car spewing his thoughts. And he says, there's a direct correlation between my wife's happiness and our house looking like no one lives in it. He goes to explain that when the countertops are cleared off or the living room looks like it's being staged for an open house, she's happier. She's smiling. The conversation is lighter. There's an air about the house. He says that he understands and that maybe other guys don't, and they should understand that men and women see clutter differently. Now,
oh my God, they do. It's so frustrating.
Uh-huh. It stresses, generally, I should say. I'm sure there's some messy women out there and real clean men. But generally speaking, it stresses women out more to have a cluttered house. So when he hears, oh, this house is a mess, we've all had that moment. He's not saying like, oh my God, that means I got to do my chores. He's like, I now understand that that is beyond just like sweeping and dusting. It's now you're stressed. We need to manage. I'm going to help you manage that. I'm here to help. I want to bring you down a level. And I was like, hello, welcome to the world. You get it, my guy.
Mm-hmm. When the house is clean, it's just, it's like this. It's a peaceful song in our head. It's beautiful. I literally get, I don't even know how to explain it other than like, you know, that's a peaceful song here. And then it's when it's a mess, it's a different song. It's like, rah! Like, mm-hmm. you know, screamo music, you know? Mm-hmm. And I try to explain it to Neighbor Man, but I just don't think he has fully comprehended it, mm-hmm. to be quite honest with you. I don't think I also use my words to the best of my ability. But I will say, and I know, this is where I'll say I don't use my words to the best, is that there will only be a couple of things on the counter or on the nightstand or whatever. And I will say this house looks like, and I can't use these words on the radio for, well, obvious reasons.
Crud.
And he gets really mad because when I say those words, well, they're bad and they're inappropriate. But in his mind, those words should mean, like, there's clothes everywhere and it looks like, it should look like a tornado came through. And it doesn't. Mm-hmm. There's only three things on the nightstand. But to me, those three things on the nightstand are like three tabs open when three tabs should not be mm-hmm. open, if that makes sense. So it's really hard for me to explain that. And I shouldn't maybe use those words, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't know what other words to use, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So he gets really frustrated with me because he's like, it's just three things. But I'm like, but I don't think you understand. I get really hard. Like my brain can't handle those three things. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like I've let go a little bit. It doesn't still bother me. It does. But I live with two boys. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
There are certain things that I'm like, his space, his room that his clothes are in and his gaming space. I have a hard, he wonders why I don't hang out in there because it's cluttered.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything has a space. But if there is mail sitting on the counter and it's there for more than, I don't know, 15 minutes and 10 seconds, I'm going to lose my mind.
And I'm not going to be nice
and
about
I'm
it.
I'm not nice about it.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We discovered something about our coworker, Isaac, and now we need to know who's weird in this situation. Is it those girls in the afternoon or is it Isaac?
So this came from, I don't know, a week or so ago. I was telling you that I was really upset because I had brushed my teeth, gotten into bed for the night, and my boyfriend Curly came in eating an oatmeal cream pie. How rude, because I already brushed my teeth, which meant I couldn't eat the snack. And then I think you asked Isaac, well, what would you do? Because you're like, I would eat it. It doesn't matter.
You've already brushed them once. You don't need to brush them again. Just eat the oatmeal. It's kind of like when you brush your teeth in the morning and then you have like a snack when you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't brush them again.
Right.
You know?
Then we asked Isaac, what do you think is, do you have to brush your teeth again? Do you eat the snack? Do you not eat the snack? And you said that you brush your teeth like 8 times a day.
Okay, not 8.
It's okay, 5.
Like 5 times. Yeah, so the routine is wake up, shower, brush teeth then, eat.
In the shower?
Not in the shower, just like right after that.
Hey, I'm one of those.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's efficient. Save water. Live okay. better.
I have no, listen, if it works for you. Eat, brush them again. Brush them again after lunch. I'll come home from work, brush them again, eat dinner, and brush them one last time. If I have a dessert, then I'll probably brush them after that as well.
Wow.
I wouldn't call it weird. I'd call it ultra precautious. That's
because
how I
you
would
fear
term it.
Cavities or yeah, you fear having bad oh. breath?
Not so much the breath thing. I just don't want cavities because it hurts like your entire head.
Oh.
If you have a cavity,
yeah,
like they're
okay.
super sensitive.
Well, yeah. When you have ice cream and then you have a cavity.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I get him.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I don't have that pain. I have had a cavity. I haven't had a cavity
that
since
was
I was.
That was the question on everybody's mind. Have you had one?
I have had one on my wisdom tooth, but I don't really count that because those are like impossible to brush.
Uh-huh.
I did have one when I was like 7. And that's the last one I've had.
Dang. Okay. It's working for you. Okay. Then.
Can I ask more questions for the room?
Okay.
Is it just brushing your teeth? Are you doing the whole shebang? Like, are we, what?
Flossing, mouthwashing.
Flossing, mouthwash. Are you oil pulling? Mm. Are you doing the tongue scraper?
No. I would say I only floss at night and maybe a mouthwash in the morning and maybe at night, but sometimes I forget to do that. So it's all, I at least brush. Also, like, if you're eating lunch, you can't really brush it. Because I would bring my, like, toothbrush when I was going to, like, high school. I would bring my toothbrush.
Did you really?
Yes. Good for you.
I would just go after lunch.
Did somebody's dentist is so proud of you right now. Like a proud dad.
You know what? He's going to be that house at Halloween that gives out toothbrushes. Everybody, be prepared.
Can you confirm or deny?
No. Aww. That will not be happening.
Rats.
So we were just talking to Spencer Isaac.
Aww.
Oh, no. This is not good.
She says, boy in room equal Spencer.
Spencer works... Isaac, oh God, here we go. Isaac works with Spencer. Isaac is his own person. Hello, Isaac, welcome to the room.
Hello, I am Isaac, not Spencer.
This is awkward.
I think you just had mom brain.
I did. Isaac was in the room with us. Isaac was just talking about how he brushes his teeth 5 times a day because he doesn't want to have cavities. He doesn't like the feeling when you do have a cavity, it hurts your brain, right? But we were just thinking about, like, what is something that we are obsessed with, like, really, really cleaning. Obviously for him it's like teeth. So now we're like, we're not gonna make fun of you, right? That's good. No. Good hygiene, we love that. Pop off king. Now we gotta talk about ours, because now we want to know if you think we're weird. For me, you're shaking your head because you know
already
we're weird.
Yes.
I am really weird about, like, dishes. So I don't like my, I don't know if you knew this about me, Isaac, but I don't like my hands smelling. So if there's a dirty dish in the sink and it's got crusty, dusty food on it, I don't like touching it and I will not clean it. But if it's just barely, like, been used or whatever, I will clean it. However, I will never, ever, ever clean it with a sponge because those things stink, okay? So the only way I will clean a dish, if I have to clean it, is I will use my own hands.
Ew, that's worse.
I know. My ex would always say the same thing. He's like, this is so not clean. No. I'll use soap.
You can have one of those, like, handle scrubber things where you're not, like, touching the... Okay, I guess maybe you can't have that.
Because it smells. You guys, it smells. It smells. I can't do it. The handle you're talking about, that still has a sponge on it, which still smells. I can't do it. Nope.
I feel like a bad roommate.
I also feel like the food getting caked on the plate might smell worse than the sponge, but...
Nope, that's
okay,
me.
Well, I think that's weird. I do.
Okay, apparently I'm weird. Okay, what are you?
I am extremely weird about my eyeballs being... Okay, listen. I wear contacts.
Yes,
okay?
And how are you cleaning your eyeballs?
No, it's not, you don't clean your eyeballs, doofus. You should, if you are being hygienic, wash your hands before you stick contacts in your eyes. Like, I'm always really making sure if I'm putting something in my eye that my hands are clean beforehand. And then I'm also really crazy about not sleeping in my contacts because I wear one a day. You're not supposed to do that. And I'm really scared of tearing my corneas. Because that can happen. Or losing them in the back of my eyeballs. Oh, it freaks me out.
Was this, like, drilled into you or something like that?
Yeah, kind of. Because they're like, well, if you're going to do the daily ones, then never sleep in them. Or you're going to rip a hole in your eye. And I don't really want to find out. So,
do you wear contacts, Isaac?
No.
I guess you'll just have to believe me.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical. With those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Hope you got some green on you, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
It's so nice.
Did that skip on you?
I don't know.
I don't know if that skipped on me or if that just skipped.
If that's the... Is that the luck of the Irish?
It sounded like we censored that song. We didn't. I don't know what happened there.
Would never censor Ed Sheeran.
No. today, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, tonight's trivia question. The Chicago Plumbers Union dumped roughly 40 pounds of environmentally safe and vegetable-based mixture into the river to turn it green. The mixture, however, does not come out green. What color does it actually come out?
Interesting. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. I love that it's the Plumbers Union that does this, by the way.
Why? Who else did you think it was going
to? I don't know. Like, you just assume, like, the city of Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Plumbers, that's sick.
That's Chicago nasty, Plumbers Union.
I love it.
That's nasty.
Yeah, but, like, a good nasty, you know?
The mixture that they dump into the Chicago River does not come out green. What color does it actually come out?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Talking St. Patrick's Day, because,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Hopefully you weren't late to the party and didn't know it was today. But tonight's trivia question, the Chicago Plumbers Union dumped roughly 40 pounds of environmental safe and vegetable-based mixture. I want to make that very clear because, you know, it's good. Mixture into the river to turn it green. But the mixture does not come out green. What color does it actually come out?
Sorry, I'm enjoying this
music.
This little jig over here. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Lisa said blue.
I can see that. Once it hits the water, boom.
Well,
boppity
yeah, lovingly, green. What river is really like blue to start
no,
with? You know
brown.
What I mean? It's brownish. Maybe you add some blue and then it gets a greenish hue. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. 3414 said purple. I could also see that.
I don't know about that. I feel like that would turn it red. But maybe.
I want to know if we put the same thing in the Cedar River. What happens?
It'd start foaming and then erupt like a volcano.
And then zombies come out.
I don't know. Then there'd be like purple dyed fish just jumping out. What happens to the fish? Is it like a delicious
Wait a
snack
minute.
To them?
I don't know. That's a good question. Are there fish in the Chicago River?
It's if it's environmentally safe, that means it doesn't harm them, right?
But right.
But is it like getting their hair dyed once a year? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. Do they go, yeah, dessert? Like, does it taste good?
I don't know. Or does it dye their scales? Fresh new do on St. Patty's Day.
It's like getting their manicure done. I don't know.
I should have looked into this. Questions. 4788 said brown.
Brown on brown? What? I mean, the water's got to be brown. If it's like the Cedar River.
Well, I don't know, actually.
I don't know either. Maybe the Chicago River's a little bit cleaner.
I don't know what's in there.
Either. The Chicago Plumbers Union dumped roughly 40 pounds of environmentally safe and vegetable-based mixture into the river to turn it green. The mixture does not come out green, though. What color does it come out?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in 3 minutes.
This is like, you asked way too many good questions for me to be able to look that up in 3 minutes. Because now I have questions. What happens to the fishies?
I'm just going to think about it when I go to bed tonight.
Fish turn green.
I'm serious, do they? I don't know.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, the Chicago Plumbers, this is going to be a tongue twister
Yikes.
Of a night. The Chicago Plumbers Union dumped roughly 40 pounds of environmentally safe and vegetable-based mixture into the river to turn it green. The mixture does not come out green. What color does it actually come out? What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is?
The dye they used in the Chicago River actually comes out a bright orange red powder, but transfers into a vivid emerald green once it hits the water. In case you were wondering, the green color typically lasts for about 4 to 5 hours, but sometimes can last several days. Just kind of depends on, I don't know, science, weather, things like that. Beats me.
Whatever the plumbers tell you.
Yeah, I have no follow-up questions because I know you're not gonna.
I don't know. I'm not part of the Chicago Plumbers Union. What is it?
I would
that-
assume it has to do with like probably the weather, right?
What?
What?
That it goes from red to green?
No, I thought like how long it lasts.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, the color the- part, I don't know. We didn't get taught that in school. You know how in school sometimes they teach you like this color can turn into this color, like things like how you make purple?
Yes, I do.
They didn't teach us the Chicago River.
Yeah, we missed that day. If they did, I was sick, I think.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.